Phoneboy Speaks, episode 442, Twitter's Big Problem.
Twitter has a problem. Well, Twitter has lots of problems. And in fact, actually any social network with any sort of, scale has the same problem. And I've never really seen it articulated before, but I've seen this problem happen over and over and over again. So I think there's some merit to it, even if nobody's really come out and said it before. But the problem is, so, Twitter is a very public sort of social network. And I mean, you can follow people privately, but, the idea is that you're putting stuff out there for people to see. And the problem that you have is that anybody that is, anybody that's coming into it now, right, really is going to have a hard time finding an audience unless they've got an audience outside of Twitter. If you're just a random Joe user who doesn't have a whole lot of people, if you're trying to actually build an audience and you're trying to get, become big, right? You have a big problem because if you weren't one of the beginning people on the network, then you just don't have any, you don't have the reach, right? Now maybe you can convince some of your other friends to use it, and if you build a following outside of that, then maybe you can get a following. I mean, look at somebody like Ellen DeGeneres, and let's not go into the most retweeted selfie of all time, but anyway, this is a problem with Twitter, and even probably app.net if it gets to a certain scale, is trying to find your audience and trying to get people, people to engage with you. It's really difficult when the network hits a certain size. Now, I joined Twitter back in 2006, a few days after it was created. And as a result of that, I actually have a substantial number of followers. Now, I don't know how many of them are actually active is a whole different discussion. And I think that's actually what this article gets into is how do you solve this problem, right? Of making it more, more fair for people that are new and making them feel like that they have, that they can get people or that they're dealing with people that are even engaged, right? I mean, the fact that I have 3,600 followers means nothing in the grand scheme of things because how many of those people are actually active? And it's probably not that many if you get right down to it. I mean, there's a lot of people that sign up and never come back. There's also just people just kind of go through, don't use Twitter very often for various things. And so the numbers are, inflated. And I don't think that I have a big following. I mean, I think if you look at the statistics that somebody came out with a long time ago, I'm in the 1%, right? I've got, that there are a lot of people with, maybe 50 or 100 followers at most, if that, right? And trying to find other people to talk to and get have a like-minded discussion with on Twitter, it's actually fairly difficult, unless you are unless you're that kind of a person that just you almost have to like reach out and get people. I mean I've met new people on Twitter. It's not that can still happen if you know what you're doing. But for a new person who's trying to get involved in Twitter and has no idea what to do, it seems a little daunting. And so, yeah, you look at, if you want to be on Twitter and just want to receive information, that's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If you actually want to try and, converse with people, it's a little bit harder to find people. And as a network, someplace like Twitter gets bigger, and as there's more and more people using it, it's easy to get lost in the sea of noise. And so I think some of the suggestions in this article that I'll link to in the show notes are interesting. And I think it'd be useful to know, even if I'm not trying to build my following, right? I want to know how many people I'm actually, the people I'm looking at, first of all, are they active? And that's something I look at. Are they, how many people, engaged people are following, right? Because I think that's, if really, I don't know that, I think there's a certain value in number of followers. It's almost like number of likes on Facebook, right? I mean, it's almost kind of a meaningless statistic. But certainly I would like to know, maybe as a separate statistic, the number of engaged followers, because if I'm trying to have a conversation with somebody, I want to make sure that, you know, not only are, you know, not only are the people engaged, but the person's engaged. And I can, right now I can only look at one and not the other. So, and that's if I'm, again, looking for somebody, and then will it make it more fair? I don't know if it'll make it more fair, right? I mean, there's, let's face it, there are people that just have followings outside of social networks and will, you know, and they're always going to have more followers. And there's no way, there's, you know, you can't make that fair. But if you're trying to find, you know, you're trying to encourage people to participate and get more people to, you know, maybe have, you know, smaller circles of friends, right? It's okay, right? I mean, I'm not looking to have 3,000 followers. I don't care. I just make sure that the people I'm following are engaging when I need to engage them, and you know, are producing, you know, or putting out interesting things to say or to amuse myself or whatever. But that's not the purpose of this. So I think you got to read this article. It is interesting, and as I say, it's a problem that I've known about and you know, molded in my own head, but I've never really come out and said. But yes, this is a problem with any. But it's not just Twitter though. As I said, it's any social network that has been around for a long time and it grows to any appreciable size. The whole problem of user discovery and, you know, and engagement and such, it's the whole model is broken, and somebody needs to figure out a solution for it. I don't know. I guess if you like social networks anyway, somebody needs to do it. But maybe in the grand scheme of things, like curing cancer, it's not the biggest problem in the world. But I'm a tech douchebag, and yeah, I think it's a problem. And I think it needs to be solved because, damn it, my use case matters. There you go.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.